Chapter 2. Buttons for Breezes. The next morning, Nutty unveiled the weather wobble machine. It was taller than Papa. It hummed like a beehive wearing roller skates. It had 6 levers, 9 dials, 1 emergency teacup holder, and a sign that read, "Please do not push all buttons at once." Papa read the sign twice. "That feels specifically directed at somebody," he said. "At everybody," said Nutty. Mama bounced in place. "Let's weather!" Nutty adjusted his goggles and pointed to the control panel. Blue button for sunshine, silver lever for breezes, green dial for grass-friendly moisture, yellow crank for cheerful cloud spacing. "And the red trumpet-shaped button?" Tony asked. Nutty coughed. "That is the emergency rainbow whistle." Mrs. Hedgehog unfolded her clipboard. "For the official record, has this machine been tested?" Nutty looked offended. "Of course." "How many times?" "I wiggled the fan yesterday," he said. Grandma made a small noise in her throat that sounded like a squirrel saying, "No." Still, the whole town gathered in the picnic field. Blankets were spread, sandwich towers were stacked, the potato salad sat under guard. Nutty placed one paw on the silver lever. "Commencing gentle festive breeze," he pushed. At first, it worked beautifully. A little breeze rustled the leaves, the tablecloths fluttered politely, Mayor Buttersworth's sash billowed in a heroic way he had clearly practiced in a mirror. Then Mama shouted, "A little more!" Nutty gave the lever an extra nudge. The breeze turned into a whoosh, then a swish, then a full-on wobble wind. Napkins blasted into the sky like startled doves. 5 paper plates whirled past the bakery. Papa grabbed the potato salad with both paws and yelled, "Not again!" "Dial it down," cried Tony, chasing a sandwich. Nutty spun the yellow crank instead. Instantly, a puff of sunshine burst through the clouds over the picnic field. Only over the picnic field. Everywhere else turned drizzly. Mrs. Hedgehog stood ankle-deep in rain while the mayor remained in a perfect sunbeam 2 feet away. "I am being weathered unevenly," she shouted. Nutty scrambled across the platform, flipping switches and muttering, "No problem, tiny calibration wobble." He tapped the green dial. Snowflakes began drifting softly onto the lemonade stand. The squirrel stared. Is that snow?" Papa asked. "Only on the beverages," said Mama. Children cheered and started catching snowflakes in cups of lemonade, which turned them into very confusing slush. The machine rattled proudly, as if this had been the plan all along. Grandma marched over and squinted at the pipes. "You have crossed your breeze tube with your cloud noodle." Nutty gasped. "But cloud noodle?" "Technical term," Grandma said. She thumped the side with a wrench. The machine hiccuped. A tiny rainbow appeared over the potato salad. The wind stopped. The sun moved to the pudding table. And somewhere behind the bandstand, one lonely thunderclap shouted, "Bonk!" Everyone froze. Nutty slowly smiled. "Good news," he said. "It definitely responds to things.